good evening, everyone. This is Ben Quinn. I'll be with you all. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum to those who need to write the different aspects of the radio monitor copy. Cover all the frequencies that you can get into, go all the way up to light and focus on the steps for amateur radio. And of course, you can talk about that in the next week. So the purpose of this net really is to concentrate on all the non-ham stuff that's out there. Everything from broadcast stations, AM stations, satellites. Some new stuff is coming around as far as this. Everything else is out there. That's fair game. Now, well, not a platform for arguing either. We're here to share our insights, our information, and ask questions about the technical side of the topic. Basic ground rule one, this repeater system, the MZORW link repeater system, encompasses about a dozen repeaters throughout the tri-state area. Go to www.mzorw.net to find the closest repeater to which you are right now, and check in on that repeater before you get the best chance of hearing it. When you do check in on the air, you're asked to give your call sign, name, location, and please indicate if you have any traffic with it. Traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else. So if you have a question, you have a comment, you heard something new that you put in your logbook recently, and you want to share it with everyone, let us know by saying if you have traffic. If not, please say no traffic. This way we know to go to the next person on the list. I'll skip over you. If you're not able to get into the repeater system, regardless of which frequency you hit, you may be too far away, you might be having some technical difficulties with your equipment, or you may not be a licensed amateur radio operator yet. You can also participate by sending an email. An email address for this net, nyvxa@yahoo.com. That's nyvxa@yahoo.com. Also use that email if you would like to be put on our mailing list. And it's a private mailing list. It does not get shared with anybody else. It does not get shared with Yahoo. It's on a private server. And the email stays that way. So any announcements that you see coming from us as far as late-breaking stories, frequency announcements, things of that nature, will be sent directly to you. If you have not seen any email from that list in a while, your address may have bounced 3 times or more, at which point the server automatically blocks you out. If you've not received your email from the mailing list for a while, please drop us a note and let us know. Go in here and set the settings for your entry. One last thing before we start taking the check-in, please remember this is a linked repeater system, so that when you key up, if you don't wait an extra second, the beginning of your transmission will get cut off. This is because the audio needs to go from one repeater to another. And there is always going to be a slight delay as one repeater realizes that it's being called. So key up, wait about a second, and then give your traffic. Otherwise, it makes it very difficult to figure out what to say. So with that, we'll stand by for check-in. Please space it out. This way, make sure that everybody gets checked in. This is MZORW.
MZORW. Here is WB2SGT with traffic.
MZORW. This is WB2KTV. Name is Steve in Manhattan. No traffic.
Net control, this is KT2RUY, Upper Manhattan, Fernando, no traffic.
To NOV.
To Gulf Lima Whiskey, Gordon in Manhattan, no traffic.
N2NOV. WA2 Oscar Kilo Zulu, Cam in Cranford, New Jersey, no traffic.
N2NOV.
NOV.
This is KC2JRH, Anthony in Brooklyn with traffic.
M2NOV. Here is November 1, Mike Lima Zulu, Bob from Milford, Connecticut. Good evening, no traffic.
Not able to get into the repeaters, maybe via email, send an email to nyaxa@yahoo.com, and we'll be checking that account periodically throughout the day. So, let's start with the list as we have it now, and we'll pick up additional check-ins later on. First one up tonight, WB2STT, checking, and 108.
WB2STT, checking in.
CSX checking in.
You can take it going, son.
Alright, I got FQQ and CSX. Hey, okay, guys, good thing this is an emergency net. Anybody else? Alright, SCT, go ahead.
John, I'm on the internet right now. My favorite project is called Project Jenny. J-E-N-N-Y. You search for that, we'll find history of aircraft, especially super constellations that were built as airborne broadcasting platforms to be used over Vietnam. Remember? Good morning, Vietnam! Well, it started with that. My specific interest was that I was a technician, host of Vietnam, go wondering why I had to be working on that aircraft equipment. Where did it go? What was it used for? So, Project Jenny, that's my favorite, WB2STT.
Alan, there's a website that called Blue Eagle Nest that you can get information on that if anybody wants to take a peek at it. www.AFVN Alpha Foxtrot Vic November, stands for Armed Forces Vietnam Network, Project Jenny. Is a capital P and a capital J. /index.html. That's some interesting stuff on there. I remember seeing this like once before.
I didn't catch it, but I don't need to catch it because I've been there. Yeah, Armed Forces. They provided, I think, 600 TV sets to U.S. forces, and then something like 700 TV sets to the Vietnamese. But the whole question I have is what happened to the aircraft after Vietnam. Obviously, I worked on the aircraft. Obviously, I worked on the equipment. And this is before Radio Marty. Hey, keep it going.
And well, chances are Pete is sitting in the airplane graveyard out in the, what, the Nevada desert or Arizona desert, somewhere out there. For those who don't know what the Constellation aircraft are, just remember the prop planes that had tails on them. And that'll give you an idea. There's a great picture of it on the open page of the site. Alright, thanks for bringing that up, Pete. Give me a little bit of nostalgia. If anybody checked their email this afternoon, I was reading an article in one of the tech journals and they mentioned the YouTube link to the video that I sent the link out to for the program logos on various television programs. Some of you nostalgic and some of you that are too young to remember scratch your head and say, huh?
R-O-W-3-T.
So anyway, if you've noticed, we haven't been sending out a monthly newsletter. Sometimes the information is just so quick it's coming and has time for validity problems that it's best to send things out now rather than waiting for once a month when Bob gets a chance to put it all into an Adobe Acrobat format. So, always check your email, and that's why I'm saying if you don't get emails from us, and you know you've registered, you've gotten them before, that means that at some point, free bounces were registered for your email address, and the server automatically counts up free bounces and blocks out your particular entry. So if you've been noticing that you're not getting emails when you used to, just drop us a note at nydxa@yahoo.com. And let us know. And if we go in there and uncheck the box that says the whole thing, and then you'll get it again. But we don't know specifically when the server locks out an address, or whether you changed your email address and didn't bother telling anybody, or there was just a problem at your ISP. We have no clue. So drop us a note if you have not been getting email. And let us know. We'll go fix it. Okay, next up with traffic tonight, it's Anthony in Brooklyn, 82JRH, and 2NOV.
And 2NOV, KC2JRH. Good evening, Charlie and everyone. I just want to mention Monitoring Times' September issue came out, and it's very interesting. It's got a lot of good things on scanners and antennas and stuff like that. And also I want to thank you for sending the newsletters. I've been getting them pretty frequently on my computer on a lot of good frequencies and all. But anyway, like I said, the Monitoring Times issue is out and it's very good.
Yeah, the September issue of Monitoring Times has a really neat cover. The title is The Expedition of a Lifetime, Easter Island. And the picture shows the statues with the hats on at the shoreline. So you see the nice blue ocean behind it, the white sand, the beach, and the statues all staring in at you on land. It's a great cover. And so one of the things that makes you think, hey, wouldn't it be nice to just sit there and relax, put some wire up in a tree, and do some de-exing from there, like the feature article is this one. And one of the best ways to get monitoring time, if you can, subscribe to the Monitoring Time Express service for like $20. They send you a link to download the Adobe PDF file of it. It comes in both high resolution and low resolution. Of course, high resolution is going to take more space on your hard drive. And download it, and compile them and burn them onto a CD if you want, store them. It takes up a lot less space than paper. Other hobby magazines, there are some from the UK, which are kind of interesting to see what the hobby looks like from that side of the Atlantic Ocean. There's Popular Communication. Some of the amateur radio magazines. I subscribe to World Radio Magazine myself, EQ. So the information's out there. It's out there in paper form, it's out there in electronic form, it's out there on the internet, and of course, on the air, with nets like these. Okay, Bob, why don't we check in with you for a second, and I guess we'll see you in a second, Justin. Is there anything in the email that we got to cover right now, Bob?
No, no email, sorry, though. I just checked that, and one I responded to, and that was it. So I'm here, just got in, was a little bit late, sorry about that, sounds like you had everything going. I'll continue to monitor the email, and I do have one question when it comes around to me.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Okay, again, if anybody needs to send an email and they're not able to get in on the air, drop a note, Bob is checking in for us, and we'll relay what it's your email is to the rest of the group. Alright, let's see. Justin, you're the next one up. KC2GIK, S1OB.
I just sent you something.
No, not that thing. The what? The thing of the what? They had the
activity in response to it when I sent it out to everybody for you. We got one suggestion back saying, quote, probably because the search is taking place in Emerson, their police frequency being 155.190. Most traffic related to the incident, though, has been on their police department channel number 2 of 159.210. So I guess that answers why it was difficult to hear some of the traffic. Sometimes you wish you were a fly on the wall in those helicopters and police cars. Figure out what the heck they're doing. But at least it's give you an idea of where to look. The New Jersey search and rescue activity, it's interesting they were doing that. I understand also they have some channels in UHF, so might be something to hunt out, you know, put in the scanner at the same time. And I just came across one frequency from my nose up. You know, every so often it did talk about spring cleaning, but you know, if you're like most of us, we have desks piled up high with paperwork and slips of paper, notes scribbled on backs of envelopes and things like that. So I'm cleaning off my desk and I piled around my desk and I find little notes and say, "Ooh, wow, look at this." So you know, one of them was a message about search and rescue frequencies here in New York, but it's also possibly New Jersey. So that's why I sent out that message. So it's good to share information like this, gang. You know, you stumble across something, you hear a rumor, share it. You never know. You know, somebody can confirm it for you, and we can all go forward. Okay. Time now, 9:26, almost 9:27. I'll stand by for any additional check-in before we continue. This is NCNOV with the shortwave and scanner list next. Again, if you can't get in on the air, drop an email at nyvxa@yahoo.com.
KC2 2KS.
Okay, Frank, any traffic tonight?
No, just kind of listening in, check in. A few minutes, I'm going to head over to the gym. Got to do work. I'm trying to get back here and work out. So, nothing really going on. Anyway, is anybody who's been down to Cape May? I'm going down to Cape May this weekend.
Anyone know the frequencies down there or any friendly hams, you know, sing it out and I'll be glad to connect with them. Over.
Hey, if anybody's got a list of tape frequencies that Frank's listened to or any repeaters down there, why don't you just drop a note, send it in to us, and I'll forward it on to Frank. This way he has it for his trip this week. And Frank, if you want to work out, get a heavier rate of tape. Just keep listening to that.
Yeah, well, I recall Bill's story about the bag of potatoes. And, yeah, so I'd have every HD probably do that too. But the jam is my thing. Over.
And Jordan.
Go ahead, Justin.
I send you a MEM file.
Oh, yeah. You kidding, Justin? Name the file for me, and I'll find a way to change it over to something else. Just been doing that for the past 15 years. Yeah, no sweat.
I was hearing you.
Yeah, I know. When I was a consultant for the phone company in the mid-90s, I was showing them how easy it was to convert their mainframe files into spreadsheets and Access databases. It's just a matter of getting rid of the junk you don't need and keeping what you do need. Okay, anybody else checking in? Otherwise, we'll continue with the list. Okay, so we need 2SPQ. You're up next. And what will be.
Hey, W8SPQ, good evening. I've just been following some of the email here, and number one, I want to thank Justin for search and rescue frequencies that he sent in. I didn't go that far from Emerson, and I was hoping to hear something. Unfortunately, I didn't hear too much. But the first thing that came to mind was if any of the search and rescue frequencies on the state 800 trunk system are being used. For those of you who aren't aware of what I'm referring to, in Bezos County, in the northern part there, we had this situation where this guy allegedly killed his wife and then tried to commit suicide. What they didn't mention on the news is how he tried to commit suicide, which is kind of interesting. He decided to step in front of the, I believe it was the fire chief's vehicle from Westwood, New Jersey. They just said he tried to commit suicide by stepping into traffic, but what the papers really aren't saying is that the vehicle that hit him, I believe was the fire chief, or if not the fire chief, an officer in the Westwood Fire Department. Which is unfortunate, because that guy's got to live with this the rest of his life. But nevertheless, they're still hunting for his wife, and they were around the reservoir up there in Emerson. So, I'm just curious if anybody has heard any search and rescue activity on the 800 trunk system. That was my question for the moment here. Not too much going on. I've been a little busy at work and took a 4-day weekend last weekend, and I'm going to do the same thing again this weekend. So life is slowly returning back to normal. I believe that's it for the moment, Charlie, but back over to you. N2NLV, W8SQQ.
Okay, Bob. You know, it's interesting with some of the things you stumble across. Now, I know it's not a big brand name or anything, but I was coming home this evening and sitting out waiting for the trash was this absolutely clean, unscuffed, no dust, portable radio, which looks like circa 1970, maybe 75. Even though it had a funny name on it, I'd never heard of it before, made in Hong Kong, called Stellar or Stellar Sonnet. When I opened up the flap in the front, staring me in the face was a multi-band analog radio. AM, FM, medium band 1 and 2, shortwave 1 and 2, air, public service band, and weather. So I went back, bring it home, see what's up with it. Worst case, I'll post it in the trash. I get home, plug it in, turn it on, and except for a noisy volume control, the darn thing works. It's amazing what people have that they probably haven't used in a long time and just got rid of. Now, I'm sure many of you will remember back in the 70s, finding old TV sets being thrown out and raiding it for the food. We can use it for something else. Now, what brings it to mind is a, well, actually, Gordon, you're on here, right? Why don't you tell the story about your grandson and what transpired after that? KQGLW on 1208.
The brief version is that we have my grandson visiting. Are you picking me up, by the way? I'm on a different frequency.
You're fine. Go right ahead.
I'm not even sure where I'm transmitting from because it's not the upper Manhattan one I usually use. Grandson visiting from Chicago, and he was flying back to Chicago, and the storm which knocked out our subway system and launched the tornado was in Chicago the day before. O'Hare was shut down. We weren't sure when or if his plane was going to come by. I don't have the aviation band programmed into my scanner, but what I do have is this goes back like 25 years, Radio Shack made a tunable FM and VHF, or AM and VHF band, which picked up all the aviation channels, took it with me out to LaGuardia. Without much difficulty, I was able to get the approach into LaGuardia, heard his plane coming in. Knew that it was going to arrive. Then I switched over to ground control until they pushed the plane back from the gate and turned it over to the tower for departure. And when it was 4,500 feet in the air, we figured the plane was safely on its way, and we left. And this is a piece of equipment I hadn't used in years. All I had to do was push in a new 9-volt battery. Worked great, and the point that I made is you can get some fishy looks when you come into an airport these days with scanners, but this just looked like any other handheld portable radio. No one gave me a second look.
Yeah, I remember those quite a bit. There was one for aircraft, there was one for the VHF public service band, and like I said, they looked like little pocket AM FM radios. The only difference was a picture that was plastered on the front of the brushed aluminum. And have you followed up on that email series over the weekend, Gordon? Is that going forward?
Turn it on to Popular Communications expressed an interest in the story. And I think that you sent it on to them. I haven't heard anything from them yet.
Okay. I figured, you know, I'd just push everything out to you and to them and let you guys work on it. I think it'd make an interesting story.
Charlie? Popcom. I cannot remember the guy who was the longtime editor of it. Does anyone remember his name?
Like Harold Ort?
Remember now, but when I was with ABC and I was on a TV show, one of my co-correspondents on the show was a guy named Stephen Ogg, and it turned out that he had grown up in the apartment building where this guy lived and had sort of worshipped at his feet because he had all of these neat kinds of radios and everything, and That was sort of one of the things that pushed Steve in the area of broadcasting. So it cast a long shadow.
Hang on a sec, Bob. If it was the first editor, that should be Tom Nitel. After that, Harold Bort picked it up for about 10, 15 years. And now there's a new editor.
Don't know where that overlay of static is coming from. Tom Nitel, that's who it was. The radio, by the way, is the Realistic Jetstream, and it's silver-colored, and it has a little picture of a jet plane on it, and I know that Radio Shack hasn't carried these things in years. It must easily go back 20 years or more.
Oh, yeah, easily. When I managed a Radio Shack in 82, we had them. I don't know how much longer they carried it, but I remember back then. SP2, you got something?
Yeah, you're talking about finding that old radio and so on. It's interesting because about 2 weeks ago we had that rain, and our labs at work, some of them got a little flooded, so we decided, good time to clean up, get rid of the old junk and so on. So we start going through it, and in one of the labs that handles all the portable audio and car audio products, a whole pallet of junk came out that was going to be scrapped. And I start going through it, and what I found was a portable radio that was about the size of a GE Super radio, but it was tunable 140 to 170. 430 to 470, AM, FM, plus TV radio band. I turned the thing on, and aside from the dial cord, which flipped off one of the wheels, worked perfect, so it must be the season for finding those old relics.
I am Brock.
Sounds like the voting receiver got stuck again. Was that one of those Patrolman 9 series of radios, Bob, or was it another brand?
No, it was, I forget the number, it was an older Panasonic radio, stuck in 1980s. Used 6D cells in there, and it still works pretty good. I got to clean it up, and I'm bringing this thing home, but I couldn't keep throwing it out. Especially for the TV audio. You don't find so many portable radios with that anymore. Go ahead, Judge Justin, you had a question? Sorry, did I pick up what? You can tune in, most of what's out there, but you do have to crank the volume up a little bit higher because a lot of it is narrow band. But, in retrospect, looking back at it, it's kind of a neat way to tune across the band, and if you hear something that sounds interesting, you can always find it on the regular scanner, at that point. Of course, the frequency, while it's, plus or minus whatever dial calibration is, and it drifts a little bit, and it's kind of tricky, but it's the ultimate search tool. If you want to tune across a big part of the spectrum at one time.
That people talked about was a spotting radio, which was simple dial-based radio. You just tune around it so you hear something interesting, leave it there, and then go dial it up with your digital readout radio and fine-tune it in so you know exactly what the frequency is. But the dial-based radios, you know, the analog, you know, at least you can switch back and forth and, you know, scan the band real quick. You know, it may not be as sensitive as some of the newer radios, but at least it was enough to catch something and at least to get your attention. Do the same thing, like you said, Bob. Tune with it on VHF or UHF until you find something and go find it on the scanner and program it in. It's a handy thing to have in that sense. And, unfortunately, Bob, even with the television channels, by the time you roll around to the spring of 09, well, you're not going to hear TV on it anymore.
No, you know what? And from an amateur radio aspect, I think in February of 2009, what one of the good things is going to be is if you ever go on 6 meters, and you won't have to worry about getting your Wartell Neighbors Award. I'm actually looking forward to that because I've got 6 meter equipment here, but I'll admit I don't get on. I mean, even though most people have cable TV and so on, I just, you know, the white tent fate. So I think once all of the over-the-air VHF channels disappear, I think you're going to see a lot more 6 meter activity.
Well, also by then, sunspot cycle's going up too. I haven't had any problems with 6 meters myself up or with any type of interference like that. I always have radio that has a television that has no connection to cable or satellite just for that purpose. And stuff made today is pretty decent, so I don't think you could, you don't have to worry so much about that. It's not like the old days.
Okay, back to you, Charlie, and 200V, WHSQ.
Okay, KQCSA, Mark, did you have any traffic tonight? Or are you just listening in? Okay. Guess we just check in. All right, anybody else before we start wrapping it up? And Bob, while I'm doing that, just the email for one last time. This is S1OB.
This is KC2PLB just supporting the net.
Okay, KC2 Papa Lima Victor, was it?
Affirmative, Steve in Long Island.
Okay, Steve, welcome to the net. Okay, anybody else? Okay, there was a double and I heard Bob with no email. There was a W call that was starting to get their ID.
Affirmative, K2 Delta Whiskey Hotel.
Okay, audio is a little low. K2 Delta Whiskey November.
That's Delta Whiskey Hotel, last one of the hotel.
Ah, DWH, okay, gotcha. You weren't modulating enough. Be like a face, please, a mic order. Okay, anybody else? Otherwise, we'll wrap it up at this point. Okay. Once again, if you're not on our email list or you think you are and you have not been getting emails for a while, just drop us a note at nyzxa@yahoo.com. Let us know the situation, that you want to be put on the list, or, hey, I haven't gotten anything in a while. And we are sending things on fairly regular basis. Every few days there's something going out. Drop us a note and we'll fix the situation or get you registered. So this way you can share in the information that gets sent out to everybody. New frequencies, links to articles and stuff. You know, things that help make this a little bit more enjoyable. This coming Monday is Labor Day. I know everybody's going to be either traveling or barbecuing or whatever, getting kids ready for school. I still have kids at home. Thankfully, I don't. And enjoy the 3-day weekend, if you get all 3 days. And we'll see you here next Wednesday. 7-3 to everybody, and 1-0.